Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 33, the best marketing blogs ranked from number 1 to number 50. In this podcast, we are going to talk about some of the very best marketing blogs that you can find on the internet. Now, there is definitely a ton of information out there on marketing, so we thought that it would be nice to have some of the top blogs available in one place. All of the articles that we mention here should help to give you a solid marketing foundation, whether you're only just beginning to learn about marketing or you're a seasoned veteran. In this podcast, we're only going to talk about the top 10 blogs that we found, but you can find our entire list of 50 top blog articles at ProfitWorks.ca. So let's get started. At number 10, we have the blog Optimizely. We find that Optimizely is very focused on what they write on. A lot of their focus and time and attention is spent on A/B page testing, and it reflects in their blog. On their blog, you'll find lots of helpful tips on A/B page testing and how to optimize your site for sales. You'll also find lots of information that will help you increase your conversion rates. One of the cool things that we learned from this blog is that you should test removing distractions from your webpage, like offers, promotions, or shipping information, as these can often create distractions that lower conversion rates. Overall, a great blog for A/B page testing, and we highly suggest you check it out. At number 9 on our list is Convince and Convert. Their blog covers a wide range of topics such as social media marketing, content marketing, email marketing, and more. It's also led by Jay Bauer, a well-known marketer and author who is known for being one of the most retweeted digital marketers in the world. Their blog also involves posts from a number of different authors, so you can receive a number of different perspectives. One thing that we've learned from his blog is that when you share tweets on Twitter, include an image, as it results in a 150% increase in retweets. On to number 8, Smart Passive Income. Smart Passive Income cover a very, very wide range of topics. These are things such as email marketing, SEO, podcasting, website conversions, and much, much more. Their resources and information contain a ton of information on how to start a business, all the way up to how to optimize your already running business for sales, and every step in between. The number one thing that we've learned from this blog is that the best way to grow your email list is to have multiple items such as checklists, templates, ebooks, other tools that people can download from your website in exchange for their email address. The more specific the download to the page, the higher number of emails you'll end up getting. Also, the more different download items you offer on your site, the more email addresses you will end up collecting. Overall, a fantastic blog with tons of resources. On to number 7, eConsultancy. eConsultancy produce some of the most high consistent and high quality articles on marketing that you will find anywhere. They cover a very wide range of topics from email marketing to social media marketing and beyond. They also post several new pieces of content each day, so you can always find something new. While they do tend to focus on customer experience and social media marketing, you can find information on almost any topic here. When you're working on your marketing strategy and your marketing budget, this blog would be good to help you determine what marketing channels you should use and which ones might not be a good fit for your business. The number one thing that we've learned from this blog is that showing reviews of products on an e-commerce website will increase conversion rates from 4.6% all the way up to 18%. On to number 6, Unbounce.com. Unbounce is one of the leading companies in helping you learn and understand what it takes to build successful landing pages. If you're looking for information on conversion optimization, this is a great blog to check out. They also discuss other topics such as lead generation, pay-per-click, and more. The number one thing that we've learned from this blog is that every page should have a top funnel, usually some what problem the product solves information, a middle funnel, which includes reviews and details, and then a bottom funnel, which is a call to action button. Overall, a great site for anyone who's looking for help increasing their conversion rates. On to number 5, Vertical Response. Vertical Response offers some great advice on topics such as email marketing, social media marketing, logo branding, search engine optimization, and more. We decided that they deserved a place in the top 5 of our list simply because of how many topics they cover. No matter what field of marketing you're looking for help in, I'm sure that you will be able to find some information on the topic on Vertical Response's blog. The number one thing we learned from this blog is that a useful marketing tactic is to hold a VIP event to some kind of fun activity where you invite your top prospects. If they come, you have a captive audience. Overall, a very good blog with tons of information. Number four, Moz. Moz's blog is one of the top resources on marketing available. With content written by a number of marketing experts, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for. They cover a number of topics such as search engine optimization, blogging, email marketing, keyword research, and much more. From advice articles to how-to articles, and much more, you'll find it here. The number one thing that we've learned from this blog is that the most effective way to use internal links is to ensure that the words being linked to and the pages that are being linked to are relevant to one another. In the case of internal linking, it's not necessarily the higher quantity of links that's best, but rather the higher quality of links. A wonderful resource, especially for those who are invested in search engine optimization. Now into our top three. At number three, we have HubSpot. HubSpot offers a ton of content that will help marketers of every level of experience. They have over a million fans on Facebook, so you kind of have to assume that they're doing something right. Their blog can provide you with information on a huge list of topics. Some of these include A/B testing, branding, content marketing, social media marketing, SEO, podcasts, and so much more. The number one thing that we've learned from this blog is that the best article title length for blog posts to get social shares and likes is 8 to 12 words. Coming in at number 2 on our list was SumoMe. SumoMe's blog is incredibly user-friendly. Their blogs always contain a number of interesting images, often infographics as well, and a ton of usable and relevant information. On their blog, you'll find information on everything related to building website traffic, from A/B page testing to email marketing, SEO, and even how to write better content. A short while ago, we checked out one of their articles on infographics and learned that the use of this type of media can help to increase your conversions and revenue by over 400%. Definitely a marketing blog worth checking out, and we would highly suggest it to any of you. And last, our number one pick for the top marketing blog out there is Marketing Experiments. Marketing Experiments was the first internet-based research lab to experiment with optimizing sales and marketing processes. Their blogs are written by a number of the top workers at the Mech Labs Institute, such as Daniel Burstein, Gabby Payas, Scott Howard, and more. Their blog is great for learning up-to-date information for use in your marketing plan. Some of the top topics that they'll cover on their website include content marketing, marketing insights, research, digital marketing, and more. The number one thing that we've learned from this blog is that pictures of real people increase sales by 34.7% versus stock photography pictures. If you're looking for any great information and real hard data on what works in marketing, Marketing Experiments is a great place to start. So there you have it. There's our list of what we believe are the top 10 best online marketing blogs. If you want to check out our full list of the top 50, just head to our website at profitworks.ca. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. We provide email marketing, website traffic, and website conversion optimization services, which help to increase the number of sales generated from a website. If you'd like to learn more about any of our services, just head over to profitworks.ca. Again, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to ProfitWorks Podcast, episode number 33. If you have any comments or questions about our podcast, feel free to get in contact with us today.